There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it is exciting to have a 6-2 team. And I don't want to say it came out of nowhere, but it came a little bit out of nowhere. I mean, a few weeks ago, we were wondering if this was going to be a 7-10 season. And
then some people are saying, hey, we're going to be 6-2 because the schedule.
You are the one person, John, that said it very clearly. Maybe others said it and I didn't hear it, or they said it a little wishy-washy. You predicted 6-2 at 2-2.
And the schedule led us to this point.
Now that is a big part.
Now, things, you know, get, well, this week is different. This week feels like they're the walking wounded, and,
totally.
And I don't want to jinx anything yet. We're not even going there.
All right, we got Seth in studio with us. So, Seth, let's talk about the other two big things that happened Philadelphia sports the last 3 days. The Kelce thing. Whatever direction you want to take it, what do you make of the situation?
I understand his anger, but his actions are, in my opinion, are reprehensible. I mean, if that's somebody else, do they get a free pass? Is everybody, like, with the pom-poms cheering? And I love the guy.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely love the guy. But, and I understand the emotions of the minute, you know, but when you're in that position, we tell everybody else, every other player, every other coach, oh, you gotta control your emotions. You know, he destroyed somebody else's property because of something that they said. Not something that they did to him, but something that they said to him that he probably could have responded with words.
Sure.
So, you know, what's the level of, you know, what's his punishment going to be, or what's going to be the situation? Because depending on who you are, you know, punishments vary.
No, that's true. What is, Seth, what is the, and you might not be able to state it on the air because of curses and stuff, but what is the type of thing that is the worst thing, and I got to imagine it could be racial, and that's really sad and awful, the worst thing ever said to you that you walked away from, and how difficult was it to walk away and not respond?
I don't know. You know, I guess over my career, nobody has ever, you know, crossed the line, so to speak. I think that I'm mentally strong enough that when people come at me, even with a racial thing, like, I know who I am. Just because you call me something doesn't make me that person. So I'm mentally strong enough to look at it, you know, look at your ignorance, you know, for stating that, and me to be secure in who I am to understand that what you call me is not what I am.
Is it harder if it's about your brother? You know, in this case, He's defending his
brother. It's an interesting thing, John. Yeah, that's. I see what you're saying.
I guess it's different. I mean, you know.
If it was your mom, you know, something like that. You know.
I think it's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You can say all you want about me.
I may come over the table on you, Joe. when it comes to my mama.
It's family.
No, that's a good question, John.
So the first, and it's kind of not the same, but you know. The first time we played the Eagles in Arizona, the first time I was there, you know, I'm usually the last person out getting treatment, doing interviews, signing autographs, the whole thing. So my mom was in town, and we were headed to the car.
Can I ask one question? The game here or the game in Arizona?
Gotcha. Arizona. Yeah. So an Eagles fan runs up to me with a photo, and he asked me to sign it. So I sign it. And I hand it back to him. He says, thank you. I say, you're welcome. And he proceeds to like shred it up.
Mm.
And he like goes in with just F-bombs and everything. And my mom was fiery, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just jumped into mom bear mode, you know. And I said, mom, don't worry about it. I was like, here, take the key, go to the car. I got it. And I looked at him. I said, what you want me to do is you want me to kick your ass so you can sue me. He said, I'm not doing it. I said, you have a great day. You know, he called me a traitor and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that took a lot of restraint.
Oh, I'm sure, listen, that's a fascinating story. So I've read this quote on the air before, but I want to read it again. It certainly applies. It's one of my favorite. Bruce Lee said about 50 years ago, he said, you will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back and observing everything with logic. If words control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. The problem is, as great as this quote is, it's great. Human nature, a lot of times, is to react. I mean, it just is. All right, so let's talk about the Jewel situation.
Yeah, that does not. That quote doesn't work on my insides.
I know, John.
I can hear that, and it makes a ton of sense.
Right.
But the way my guts feel.
Totally.
Bruce was unresponsive to those words. Bruce was young, but very wise.
No question.
What he's talking about is something that develops with maturity and over time. Because when I was young, like some of the same things that, you know, people could say to me today, and I let it, you know, roll off my back like water off a duck's back. Oh, you got a fat lip right now. I can't tell you when I was in high school and junior high school how many fights I got in because of something that people said. And over the years and the maturity that goes on, when you come to the realization that really when someone says something to you, that's their opinion of you. That's not who you are.
Of course not, yeah.
And the fact that you get upset about it, you give validity in some ways to what they're saying.
Yeah, no, I got you. All right, let's talk about the Jewel one, and then we'll get back to the phones. So any part of it, what he said Friday, what happened Saturday night, what Marcus Hayes initially wrote, what do you make of any of this?
Jewel's been here long enough to understand, you know, what's going on. And the one thing you can't do is you can't fight the media or the fans in Philadelphia. It's a no-win proposition.
Especially physically fight. He got physical.
I can't really comment on it because I don't know exactly, you know, what it is that Marcus said to him that would enrage him in such a way. I can't believe that he would write something in a public newspaper to disparage, you know, his father or his brother in some way.
Brother and son.
He mentioned that.
And I wouldn't say disparage, but I'd say here's the mistake I think Marcus made. He was trying to make the point that Jewel has talked for a couple of years that after his son was born, that he's turned a new leaf, and is more focused, dedicated, and wants to do things to make his son proud. The problem is, and that's fine. Number one, we don't know that necessarily he's followed through on that, okay? But okay, that's his viewpoint. That's fine. The problem with the article, the initial article, was that Marcus tied the son being named after his brother who passed away, same name, and tied it together. That's, to say unnecessary is an understatement. It's inappropriate. It's an unworthy mention. And there's no relevancy to his brother dying to whether Joel Embiid does or does not commit himself to fully maximize his career. And then it tied into the son and the brother having the same name.
Well, listen, right, wrong, or indifferent. You know, when you're writing and you're trying to find the right words to say and the right way to, you know, I mean, when I write my show every Monday night, it's the same thing. You know, I go through many iterations of trying to get the wording right for what it is that I'm trying to say. And, you know, sometimes you just, and I'm not defending Marcus. I'm not defending him in any way, shape, fashion or form, but I'm just saying, you know, when you're writing an article, you know, you're trying to give that wow effect, and you're trying to, and, you know, sometimes it may not come totally off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And maybe it did come off exactly how he meant for it to come off.
He did apologize back then. I mean, they did change what's online. Now, it's still out there, yeah. But I mean, you know, it. All right, let's get some calls. And obviously, these are topics that will roll into tomorrow's show. And of course, Jason with us on Thursday's show.
I'll say this. You know, I think what you're seeing from Joel is just frustration. You know, frustration that he can't get on the basketball court, because I don't believe that he doesn't want to play. And I think that was part of, you know, what Marcus said, and that probably pissed him off too.
Sure.
Is that, oh, he doesn't even want to play. No, he wants to play.
Of course he does.
He just can't play. And the Sixers are being unforthright about what is really wrong with him.
Agreed.
And I'm not saying that I got any kind of inside information. But, you know, when you start talking about swelling and meniscus and, you know, bone on bone, you know, listen, where there's smoke, there's fire. And, you know, Daryl Morey and the Sixers would do well to just come out and be out front and honest with the fans and say, hey, he's got this, this, and this, and this is what the circumstances are going to be. But you throw it out there, this plan, and you don't tell anybody exactly what the heck's going on. And the fans and the media are pissed off because your superstar that you just extended for $190+ million dollars, all of a sudden he's not playing after playing in the Olympics in the summertime.
Well summed up. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Okay, yeah, they won the game, and that's the most important thing, but they are not going to be true contenders if Sirianni keeps making these terrible decisions and Jalen keeps having that ball glued to his hand back there. Frustrating and concerning. They need to clean it up.
Look, Jalen played a lot better as the game went on. He does still take some sacks. He shouldn't. But for the whole, he played an outstanding game yesterday. He really did.
Can we just admit that the tush push does not work like it used to? Kelsey's gone. He's retired. My lot is hurt. Can we just not run it, because we're getting stopped twice by the Jacksonville freaking Jaguars? There's no push there anymore, and everybody's expecting it.
Look, yeah, it does feel like if it's going to continue. Look, it netted poor results. You've got a lot of other plays you can run in short yardage and goal line situations.
It will hurt them as a team, though, if the advantage has gone away, because it was a big advantage. I don't think the advantage is gone, but it might be lessened now.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, I completely agree with you that, you know, after the penalty, there's a yard. It's very tempting, and maybe you should go for it. But what bothers me is that he literally took a point off the board to do it. Like, I don't know.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Try that crap another time. I think that's the issue for me and a lot of fans.
Well,
I like the aggression.
Here's what I'd say to that guy. Let's just say when the Eagles scored the touchdown, there's a personal foul by the other team. And you get to move the ball closer before you kick the extra point, you get the ball at the 1 yard line. So would you go for it?
I really want my coach to say yes. I believe you guys can get that every time. So go 1 yard, of course. But then I understand Seth's point on that too.
Yeah, but it's not about taking.
I want my coach to want us to go and win it, like, and believe that we get that every time.
The only time I want my coach going for it is when it's necessary. If it ain't necessary, don't do it. Because what's the benefit of being up 17 to nothing or 18 to nothing? Absolutely nothing.
The Kobe Dean just saved Sirianni's butt. He should have to be his butler for the rest of the month. That's the worst coach game I've ever seen by any head coach in my life. He's a moron.
Look, I will say there are two different things going on here, and one is not getting any discussion. There's in-game decisions, but then there's preparing a team to play. The Eagles were very prepared to play yesterday. You might not like the Sirianni decisions, but Sirianni had his football team ready to play.
Well, we won the football game. Thank you, Kobe Dean, you beautiful man, you.
All right.
It was a beautiful play.
It was tremendous.
Truly beautiful. That was not an easy catch.
Oh, I was shocked when he caught it. I was stunned when he caught it. And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Right. We got to do a couple of things before we get out of here. First, we got to wrap up our Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. The poll question. Perhaps the two best plays in the history of the Eagles. Again, I just want to state this. Not for winning a game purpose, winning a championship purpose, but individual athletic greatness for a play. Which was more impressive, Saquon's play yesterday or Randall's 95-yard TD when he eluded Bruce Smith in 90 in the end zone in Buffalo? All right, John, I've got the poll results in front of me. Which would you vote for, John?
I think probably Randall.
Okay.
Going way back. And I think the nostalgia aids his cause.
See, I think it's going to hurt his cause.
Think the immediacy bonus goes to Saquon?
That's my guess. All right. And by the way, we also know on Twitter there are some people too young to have seen that live, and maybe you've seen it on replay, maybe you haven't. So I'm aware of that reality. James, I mean, that's 34 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
James, which would you vote for?
I would vote for Randall.
Okay. Rhea?
You hurt my feelings with this poll because you know Randall is my favorite player of all time. But what Saquon did, I've never seen anything like that.
Haven't either.
Ever.
So I'll say this. What Randall did, I also haven't seen because he ducked at a certain moment against one of the probably five best defensive linemen of all time, or at least DNs. So I would go with Randall, and here's why. It leads to a touchdown, and it wasn't only the duck and the athleticism, but then the heave, which landed, you know, about 50, 55, 60 yards down the field.
Do you remember the date of that? Like, does your weird brain remember the date?
No.
The year?
No, but it was October or November, I believe, of 90. All right, Seth, you were in the game. Which would you vote for just pure athletic brilliance?
That was normal, watching Randall do stuff like that.
Exactly.
I mean, what Saquon did yesterday, I mean, to have the – and it's reflective. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's spinning – he knows he's going to get caught with his back to him. And to jump up like that, you know, to leap over a guy going the other way. Now, those types of plays weren't, you know, nobody back in my day did those types of things. that was the most amazing thing that I've seen
Walter Payton
in a long time.
Walter Payton would jump over guys.
Yeah, Walter would jump over guys going forward. A lot of guys today would jump over guys going forward. But to get yourself turned around and have the wherewithal to know that this guy's not trying to tackle me high,
right?
He's going to go low.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm
also
just,
after
I'm just gonna bounce.
After a great spin move that had already happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah.
That, okay. So John,
unlikely
the 60% say Saquon, 40% say Randall. Yeah. Seth, final thing, and if you can keep it on the short side, we got to get to Joe and Hugh. Like 20 seconds. How was it with the Hall of Fame ceremony and you being around the guests?
Well, I didn't get a chance to go I called Shady and I texted him and I told him congrats. You know, all the best to you. You deserve it 100%. But I couldn't be there yesterday.
Gotcha. All right. Seth, we love having you in the studio. For those that think that Seth and I are about to get in a fight, no, we love.
We are.
That would be so awesome.
By the way, that "we are" wasn't for Penn State losing, right? I just want to check.
Oh, wow. You're so wrong for that.
All right. Look, I was rooting for Penn State, but my God.
Doesn't sound like it.
Never get that W. They'll just never get it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.